Chapter 12. Demigods and Supermen. 265. Chapter 13. Emersonsonceptoftheversoul, 289. Chapter 14. Exotericiandesotericiknowledge. 313. Chapter 15. Symbolism, theunforesallangage. 337. Chapter 16. Anciemysteryrituals, 361. Chapter 17. Aphilosophicicconsiderationofman, 385. Chapter 18. Theladderofthegods, 409. Chapter 19. Rosicrucianandmasonicorigins, 433. Chapter 20. Thegoalophilosophy, 457. In Dex, 480. About the Aeuthor. 514. Books by Manly P. Hall, 515. The Voice of the World. But since the generated world is a collective whole, if we apply the cars of our intellect to the world, we shall, perhaps, hear it thus address. Ing us. There is no doubt but I was produced by divinity, from whence I am formed perfect, composed from all animals, entirely sufficient to myself, and destitute of nothing, because all things are contained in my ample bosom, the nature of all generated beings, gods visible and invisible, the illustrious race of daemons, the noble army of virtuous souls, and men rendered happy by wisdom and virtue. Nor is earth alone adorned with an endless variety of plants and animals, nor docks the power of universal soul alone diffuse itself to the sea and become bounded by its circumfluent waters, while the wide expanse of air and aether is destitute of life and soul, but the celestial spaces are filled with illustrious souls, supplying life to the stars and directing their revolutions in ever lasting order. Add to that the celestial orbs, in imitation of intellect, which seeks after nothing external, are wisely agitated in a perpetual circuit round the central sun. Besides, whatever I contain desires good. All things collectively considered, and particulars according to their peculiar ability, for that general soul by which I am enlivened, and the heavens, the most illustrious of my parts, continually depend on good for support, together with the gods which reign in my parts, every animal and plant, and whatever I contain which appears destitute of life. While some things are seen participating of being alone, others of life, and others besides this arc indeed with sentient powers, some possess the still higher faculty of reason, and lastly others are all life and intelligence, for it is not proper to require everywhere equal things among such as are unequal, nor to expect that the finger should see, but to assign this as the province of the eye, while another purpose is desired in the finger, which can, I think, be no other than that it remains as a finger and performs its peculiar office. Plot Enus on Providence. The Homeric chain. The order of the gods of the three worlds, grouped in Chaldean triads, is here set forth according to the doctrines of Orpheus. This mystery was concealed by the first symbolists under the figures of the dot, the line, and the circle. To the mystic, the fables of the ancients are indeed resplendent with unsuspected truths. Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. Chapter 1. Nature of Absolute. Define adequately the nature of the absolute is impossible. For it is everything in its eternal, undivided, and unconditioned state. In ancient writings it is referred to as the Noth, Ing and the All. No mind is capable of visualizing an appropriate symbolic figure of the Absolute. Of all the symbols devised to represent its eternal and unknowable state, a clean blank sheet of paper is the least erroneous. The paper, being blank, represents all that cannot be thought of, all that cannot be seen, all that cannot be felt, and all that cannot be limited by any tangible function of consciousness. The blank paper represents measureless, eternal, unlimited space. No created intelligence has ever plumbed its depths, no God has ever scaled its heights, nor shall mortal or immortal being ever discover the true nature of its substance. From it all things come, to it all things return, but it neither comes nor goes. Figures and symbols are pollutions drawn upon the unblemished surface of the paper. The symbols, therefore, signify the conditions that exist upon the face of space or, more correctly, which are produced out of the substance of space. The blank sheet, being emblematic of the all, each of the diagrams drawn upon it signifies some fractional phase of the all. The moment the symbol is drawn upon the paper, the paper loses its perfect and unlimited blankness. As the symbols represent the creative agencies and substances, the philosophers have declared that when the parts of existence come into manifestation, the perfect wholeness of absolute being is destroyed. In other words, the forms destroy the perfection of the form lessness that preceded them. Symbolism deals with universal forces and agencies. Each of these forces and agencies is an expression of space, because space is the ultimate of sub 1. Two lectures on ancient philosophy. Stance, the ultimate of force, and the sum of them both. Noth. Ing exists except it exists in space, nothing is made except it is made of space. In Egypt space is called Tat. Space is the perfect origin of everything. It is not God. It is not nature, it is not man, it is not the universe. All these exist in space and are fashioned out of it, but space is supreme. Space and absolute spirit are one, space and absolute matter are one. Therefore space, spirit, and matter are one. Spirit is the positive manifestation of space, matter is the negative manifestation of space. Spirit and matter exist together in space. Space, spirit, and matter are the first Trinity, with space the Father, spirit the Son, and matter the Holy Ghost. Space, though actually undivided, becomes, through hypothetical division, absolute, or ultimate, spirit, absolute, or ultimate, intelligence, and absolute, or ultimate, matter. The most primitive and fundamental of all symbols is the dot. Place a dot in the center of the sheet and what does it signify? Simply the all considered as the one, or first point. Unable to understand the absolute, man gathers its incomprehensibility mentally to a focal point, the dot. The dot is the first illusion because it is the first departure from things as they eternally are, the blank sheet of paper. There is nothing immortal but space, nothing eternal but space, nothing without beginning or end but space, nothing unchangeable but space. Everything but space either grows or decays, because everything that grows grows out of space and every thing that decays decays into space. Space alone remains. Philosophically, space is synonymous with self, spelled with a capital S, because it is not the inferior, or more familiar, self. It is the self which man through all eternity struggles to attain. Therefore the true self is as abstract as the blank sheet of paper. and only he who can fathom the nature of the blank paper can discover self. The dot may be likened to spirit. The spirit is self with the loss of limitlessness, because the dot is bound by certain limitations. The dot is the first illusion of the self, the first tenature of the absolute three. Limitation of space, even as spirit is the first limitation of self. The dot is life localized as a center of power, the blank paper is life unlimited. According to philosophy, the dot must sometime be erased, because nothing but the blank paper is eternal. The dot represents a limitation, for the life that is everywhere becomes the life that is somewhere, universal life becomes individualized life and ceases to recognize its kinship with all being. After the dot is placed on the paper, it can be rubbed out, and the white paper restored to its virgin state. Thus the white paper represents eternity, and the dot, time, and when the dot is erased, time is dissolved back into eternity, for time is dependent upon eternity. Therefore in ancient philosophy there are two symbols, the nothing and the one, the white paper and the dot. Creation traces its origin from the dot, the primitive sea, the egg laid by the white swan in the field of space. If existence be viewed from the self downward into the illusion of creation, the dot is the first or least degree of illusion. On the other hand, if existence be viewed from the lower, or illusionary universe, upward toward reality, the dot is the greatest conceivable reality. The least degree of physical impermanence is the greatest degree of spiritual permanence. That which is most divine is least mortal. Thus, in the moral sense, the greatest degree of good is the least degree of evil. The dot, being most proximate to perfection, is the simplest, and therefore the least imperfect of all symbols. From the dot issues forth a multitude of other illusions ever less permanent. The dot, or sacred island, is the beginning of existence, whether that of a universe or a man. The dot is the germ raised upon the surface of infinite duration. The potentialities signified by the blank paper are manifested as active potencies through the dot. Thus the limitless absolute is manifested in a limited way. When considering his own divine nature, man always thinks of his spirit as the first and greatest part of himself. He feels that his spirit is his real and permanent part. To the ancients.